Yeah. He's definitely disciples and Christians. He asked me to name the last, if you would say something about your judgment. So, read a little something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we'd like to try to say something a little just for this intimate group of devotees that we have. Think something about our judgment. Okay? So this is from Madhulila Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 15, titled The Lord Accepts Prasadam at the House of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And it's two really important verses that I wanted to read with you today. Text 134 and 135. So we have... actually, Prabhuji, I think I'm just going to use my phone.
Yes, please.
You can get back to the word here. Madhya 15, 134, right? Is that what we said?
Madhya 15, 134.
Okay. Someone has a phone. So, in these verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's instructing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his brother Vidyavachaspati. And text number 134. So what I'll do, we like to sing these verses. We'll sing this, and you can chant right here. Krishna is manifest in two forms in the age of Kali. Especially in this age of Kali, Krishna appears in two forms, wood and water. Thus, by enabling the conditioned souls to see the wood and bathe in the water, he helps them become liberated. It's quite a far out verse, isn't it? Okay, the next one. The Supreme Lord Himself in the form of wood. And the river Ganges is the Supreme Lord Himself in the form of water. Please repeat. Lord Jagannath.
Lord Jagannath.
Is the Supreme Lord Himself.
Is the Supreme Lord Himself.
In the form of wood.
In the form of wood.
And the river Ganges.
And the river Ganges.
Is the Supreme Lord Himself.
Is the Supreme Lord Himself.
In the form of water.
In the form of water.
Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport. The Vedas enjoin Sarvam Kala Vidam Brahma. Everything is the energy of the Supreme Personality. Got it? Supreme Brahman or Parabrahma. Parashya Brahmana Shaktistadedam Akilam Jagat. Everything is a manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Brahman. Since the energy and energetic are identical, actually, everything is Krishna, Param Brahma. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Lord Krishna confirms this, Mayatatam idam sarvam jagada vyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nacham tesh avastita. Quote, by me, my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. End of quote. Krishna is spread throughout the whole universe in his impersonal form. Since everything is a manifestation of the Lord's energy, the Lord can manifest Himself through any energy. In this age, the Lord is manifest through wood as Lord Jagannath, and he is manifest through water as a river Ganges. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered the two brothers, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Vidya Vachaspati, to worship Lord Jagannath and the river Ganges. Gora Gruganya Gana Gocha Golo Duharam Goranga Buddha Tamagopya Kopa Briksham Gopala Gara Rati Damyati Singha Gora Govinda Deshikavaram Satatam Namami Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Vridoya Dariya Bola Goranga Vaha Goranga Vaha Gorangira Namare Goranga Vaha Goranga Vaha Gorangira Namare Chaitanya Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amara Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yasyai Vipadam Bhuja Bhakti Lavya Prema Vidana Padama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madhgavya Yalpi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Javi Tadaiva Sambhaya Viva Lisha Yustad Priyajana Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Rabunathapta Prajabala Bhupahima Nilachala Nivasaya Nichaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadra Vyam Jagannathaya Te Namaha Jagannathaya Te Namaha Kadachit Kalindita Tavipina Sangeeta Kadavo Mudabiri Nari Vadana Kamalaspada Madupa Rama Shambhu Brahma Madapati Ganesha Chitapada Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatumi Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatumi Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatumi Vamcha Kopalibhishcha Sundubhyevacha Patitanam Avanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadhi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare.
So thank everybody very much for coming. Such a nice welcome. This is a very, very special place. All of you know that. But it's the very first time for my good wife, Krishna Kuhn, to come here. Pretty special, isn't it? You can't forget Kalachanji. He's just the most amazing personality in the world. I was telling Krishna Kuhn when we came to the door of the temple, I said, you'll feel very much at home here because this is very much like Hungary, like Budapest, because Srila Srivaramaraj received a lot of inspiration from Sri Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
And if you see the Budapest temple, it's amazing. Like this. Like every square inch of the place is first class and taken care of in such a nice way. Very artistic and very, very tasteful. Also, New Brajadam, in a similar way. The deity worship there is very, very wonderful. So I feel very, very happy to be able to come and have darshan of Radha Kamala Chandra. We miss them. Very, very special deities. So I wanted to say a few things to you about Lord Jagannath. You all know so much about Jagannath. Your devotees have been around for a long time. But don't think that Jagannath is just some ABC kind of topic. Don't think that Jagannath is just some medium that we use to preach. And yeah, he looks a little bit far out and whatever. It's something from Orissa, some cultural thing. It goes much, much, much deeper than that. Lord Jagannath is the deity for this age of Kali. And we see in Jagannath Puri, especially the Rathayatra time, it's manifest there, like you'll not see in any other place on the planet, from the Vatican to Mecca to Vrindavan to any place in the world, you'll not find any place where so many different people from so many different backgrounds appreciate and worship Lord Jagannath. We have a magazine, Prabhuji was mentioned, called Sri Krishna Katamrita. We wrote one issue, we called The Hidden Identity of Lord Jagannath. And a little tongue-in-cheek, the cover has a picture of Lord Jagannath carrying the Rath cart. And he's surrounded by probably at least 100,000 people. And the title says, The Hidden Identity of Lord Jagannath. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. But actually, he is hidden. He's alone in the crowd. He's hidden in the mass of people. Because the mass of people don't understand Lord Jagannath in the way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. But the amazing thing is, as we hear in these verses today, that Lord Jagannath, he's a deity for Kali Yuga. And we see in Lord Jagannath more than we see in the other most worshipful deities in our Sampradaya, like Radha Raman or Govindaji, so many other very, very special deities. Not everyone is appreciating them. But if you go to Jagannath Puri, you'll see at Rathayatra time, the Bollywood movie stars come. And they say a few words that Jagannath, he's a cultural symbol. And the politicians, they like to come very much. And they say, yes, I like Jagannath very much. And you should all vote for me because I like Jagannath. And they all see Jagannath more or less as a cultural symbol. But also present there in that crowd are so many different types of Vaishnavas. There are Sri Vaishnavas present there who consider Lord Jagannath to be Narayan. There are Ramanandi Vaishnavas there who consider Lord Jagannath to be a manifestation of Ramachandra. There are Gaudiya Vaishnavas there who consider Lord Jagannath to be Vrindavan Bihari Shamsundar Krishna. There are also Ganapatnis there, worshippers of Ganesh, who consider that actually Jagannath is a form of Ganesh. Seriously, there's people like that. There's also Shaivites, who consider that actually Jagannath is a form of Lord Shiva. There's actually the Shaktas also, they consider him to be a manifestation of Shakti. There are also Buddhists, who come to Rathayatra and they worship Lord Jagannath. And not just Buddhists, there's also Christians. Many Krishna missionaries who come to Orissa, they're not always received so well. Sometimes they burn them alive, Hare Krishna. Anyway, that's another subject. But they've converted, so-called converted, so many Orissa people into Christians, but they haven't taken Jagannath out of their heart. And they may be Christians, but they come and they consider that this is a manifestation of the Father in heaven, of God. And many Christians come. And not just Christians, but also there are Muslims who worship Lord Jagannath. We, in our article, we... Hare Krishna, Guruji, I remember you from somewhere. It's been a long time. There are also Muslims. I cut out an article from Times of India some years ago, and they were reporting how there's one village in Orissa where every year they put on a Rathayatra festival. That's not very surprising. Practically every village in Orissa has their own Jagannath deities, and the day of Rathayatra, they all have the Rathayatra festival. But this village is very special because The people who collect the money and make the cart, it's the Muslim community who puts on the festival there. Because they consider that Lord Jagannath, at least this community considers, don't go to Saudi Arabia and try to tell lies, but at least that community, they consider that Lord Jagannath is a form of Allah. We found also very interesting stories some years ago. The great tyrant, Aurangzeb, who's something like the Adolf Hitler of India, who was responsible for mass murdering millions of Hindus and destroying so many temples, including the Krishna's Janmasthan and Mathura and so many places. We found a very interesting thing about him. That toward the end of his life, and we found very good archaeological evidence to support this point. We found that at the end of his life, see, he prohibited the Rath Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri. It was still going on. Inside the Jagannath Mandir, on the northern part of the temple, by the elephant gate, there's a place that Deshi devotees may have gone inside and seen, known as Ananda Bazaar, or the marketplace of happiness. When Aurangzeb forbade it, he actually came to break Lord Jagannath. And they provided him some uninstalled deity of Jagannath. And he broke that deity and he thought, now I've got that. But they hid Lord Jagannath. There's a secret, some secret compartments, some secret rooms. And behind Ananda Bazaar in that area, near to Goddess Bimala Devi's temple. I don't know, I haven't been inside the temple, but this is what I've heard. And they carried on that Rath Yatra festival and all the different festivals in secret every year. But for the mass of devotees of Lord Jagannath, it was a very depressing time because they can't see Lord Jagannath. It's very sad thing. So there's one sadhu, I can't remember his name, we wrote about him in this article. He went to see Aurangzeb and he decided, Jagannath inspired him, I'm going to go and ask him that he should allow Rath Yatra to go on. That's a very brave thing to do. Very likely, most people would go to ask him such a thing, they would just have their head cut off. So he went there, but an amazing thing happened. The night before that sadhu came to see Aurangzeb, Aurangzeb had a dream. And he saw a very amazing effulgent personality who was a little strange, because that effulgent personality had no arms, and he had no legs, and he had very big eyes, and a very big smile. It was Lord Jagannath. And he came to Aurangzeb in a vision, and he told him that actually, I'm Allah. And you've committed a great offense to me by stopping my festivals and that. And so Aurangzeb woke up, oh, that was a far-out dream. And just the first person to come to see him that morning was his son from Orissa. And he said, please, sir, please, reestablish the festival of Lord Jagannath. And Aurangzeb took it that Allah was directly speaking with him. And so what a lot of people don't know, we printed this in a magazine with great trouble. We had some help that went to the Orissa State Museum archives there, and they combed through that place. As we heard, there was a special document there, and he found it written in Farsi language and stamped and written, signed with Aurangzeb's name. Aurangzeb donated some property to Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath really is the Lord of the universe, and Lord Jagannath is a deity for this age. I'd like to read to you a few statements from some different sources. There's a very interesting book called the Mahapurusha Vidya. It's a Sanskrit Stala Purana, a local Purana in Orissa. Our acharyas often refer to these Stala Puranas. It glorifies Jagannath Puri, and it speaks about Lord Jagannath as a deity of this age, and it gives some definition of the meaning of Dharma. We say that Lord Jagannath is Dharma Brahma, but what does the word Dharma mean? What does it mean? Can someone say? Wood. But it has another meaning. Dharanat sarvadukkanam apandananda dharata padmajaham sadadharu samsayo nasti chattravai. The shape of Jagannath is a primeval form of Lord Vishnu in which all of his different incarnations proceed. This is what it describes. And his body consists of dharu. Because in this form, the deity, dar means to cut, or to cut something. He cuts the miseries of the world
And he imparts ru. The word ru means to give. He cuts. He cuts all the miseries. And ru, he gives. Comes from the Sanskrit bija dhatu ra, meaning to give. He gives eternal bliss. Dharanat sarva dukkhanam akandananda dhamata. So he cuts this dukkha and he gives this akandananda dhamata. He gives us this great happiness. Padmajaham sadadharu samsayo nasti chaturai. So this is spoken by Narada Muni to Lord Brahma. And he says that because of breaking apart all the miseries and giving uninterrupted bliss, Lord Jagannath told us in Lord Brahma, I'm always called Dara. O lotus born one, there's no doubt in this regard. Dara yati vadukani, dadatyanandamabhyayam tasmat salvato daru ena vedinu nishchitam. Because he breaks apart miseries and imparts an everlasting bliss, thus being of such a nature, he's called Dara. Because of these two things, he breaks apart all miseries and he gives all types of bliss. So many, many things can be said about Jagannath. The Skanda Purana, the second canto, describes the words of Narada Muni to Indra Dumna Maharaj. Nanatirtesha visheshu chetaseshayatanasacha amsayava tarashtaishara mabhute samsayoyata. All the different incarnations in various places of pilgrimage, regions and places, are the partial incarnations of Lord Jagannath. And he says, samsayoyata, don't have any doubt about this, my dear king. A similar statement is given by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Savavataraika nidana rupas tach chacharitani cha santanoti yasmai charachita yadasya rupam bhaktayatasmai kaludarsha yattat. His transcendental form, the one source of all incarnations. He says that Lord Jagannath is sarva avataraika. He is the source of all different incarnations. That form expands all his various pastimes. And whatever forms a devotee finds attractive, the Lord shows to him. This is a similar statement we'll find in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Je rupa chinche dasi se rupa hoy. That however the devotee conceives the Lord manifests a corresponding form. We've heard so many examples of this. The great devotee Tulsidas was the author of Ramcharitmanas, who Srila Prabhupada said was a great devotee. And he said that Ramcharitmanas was the greatest book written in Hindi language, actually written in Marathi. Anyway, Tulsidas, when he came to see Lord Jagannath, he wanted to see Ramachandra. And he came before Lord Jagannath, and he was amazed to see Jagannath disappear. And instead of Jagannath, he saw Ramachandra. And instead of Lakshman, instead of Balaram, there was Lakshman. And instead of Subhadra, he saw Sita Devi. He became very, very satisfied. Similarly, there's when Lord Jagannath, during the Snan Purnima day, when Lord Jagannath has his birthday, which is actually, it's a long explanation, but that's actually his appearance day. He has two appearance days. He has Janmashtami and Snan Purnima. Snan Purnima is the day that he was installed in Gundicha Mandir, which is why Gundicha is considered to be something like his birthplace. So every year Lord Jagannath comes out on the roof of the temple on the northeastern side of the temple, and he may be a Bideshi Westerner like myself, but you can have darshan of Jagannath on that day. He's up on top of the roof, and they pour 108 pots of water from a special well called the Swarakoop, or the Golden Well, which is locked the rest of the year. It's only used for that particular ceremony. And after Lord Jagannath gets his bath, he wears a special dress called Hatidesh. And there's a history behind that. There was one Ganapati Bhakta, one devotee, I can't recall his name, but one devotee from South India was a devotee of Ganesh. And he heard that Lord Jagannath is Param Brahma. So he decided that, okay, I'm going to go to Jagannath Puri and I'll have his darshan. And I'll understand that he's actually Param Brahma if he manifests before me in the form of my Ishtadeva, Ganesh. So he went there. And much to his happiness, he saw Jagannath, Baladev, dressed as elephants and Hatidesh, as Ganesh. And Subhadra wears a big lotus, because husband, your wife doesn't want to dress like an elephant.
Okay. But lotus, that's acceptable. So Jagannath, he is a deity for everyone. And so many, many statements are there, so many different places. Jagannath is considered to be Shamsundar, Vrindavan Bihari, Krishna, as we mentioned. We were discussing this on the way coming over, that Krishna has Astakaliya Leela. He has eightfold different pastimes. But Jagannath has Charikaliya Leela. He has fourfold pastimes. And in the morning, as Prata Leela, Jagannath is conceived of as Balak Gopal Krishna, with very soft reddish lotus feet, palms, and he wears golden ornaments, and he has a very sweet smiling face, and he's seen crawling around in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj's palace with a lump of butter in his hand. In the Stala Puranas of the worship of Lord Jagannath, this is described, this is given there. And then at noontime, his Majjan Leela, Lord Jagannath is meditated upon as Krishna, sitting on a divine lotus of eight petals, on a jeweled throne, underneath a wish-fulfilling tree in Vrindavan, surrounded by various gopis and cowherd boys, as well as different sages and yogis and gandharvas and cows and apsaras and like that. At dusk time, which is known as Sandhya, that time Lord Jagannath, he's meditating on, he's sitting on a deer skin in a palace in Dwarka, speaking philosophy, something very confidential, to Narada Muni. There's a very deep purport to this. Why Jagannath in the morning and noontime is meditating as Krishna, but now we're hearing about it like Dwarkanesh. That's another, I don't know if we'll get to that, but it's a good subject to meditate on. Then in the late evening, Ratri, Lord Jagannath wears what's known as Bada Shringara Vesh, or the dress of the great Madhurja Ras, Shringara Ras. And at that time, he's meditated on as a lover of the gopis, and they consider that he's there on the bank of the Jamuna doing a Ras Leela, and all the gopis are surrounding him. Many times I see devotees when they meditate on Lord Jagannath, or they dress Lord Jagannath, they dress him just like in your house. You have the, on the not in your bottom altar, the kids think he has the stone thing up above. There's a form of Jagannath Balabhisattva. Do you know what form that is? Okay, it's a special dress. Jagannath has so many different dresses, and it's another indication that he's avatari. He's the source of all different avatars. He's Krishna himself. Because he has, he dresses as Matsyakarma, Varaha, Shringha, Ramachandra. He dresses all the different incarnations. And we don't hear that about any other deity in any other place. So on your altar, on top of it, there's a special dress for Jagannath called Sunavesh. Suna in Oriya language means gold. And on that day, it's a long, complicated explanation. Maybe in the Sunday program we might tell something more about that behind the dress, why he wears that. I don't want to go in that direction right now. But on that day, it said that Lord Jagannath, between the three deities, Jagannath, Bali, Subhadra, they have over 1 ton of solid gold ornaments. They have gold hands, gold feet, gold crowns, gold earrings, gold necklaces, gold nose rings. They have everything's in gold. I don't know if it's actually 1 ton or not, but I'm very confident that if you include the weight of all the ornaments of the Daityapatis who take care of Lord Jagannath during Rathyatra, and this dress takes place on the day when it's Bahuda Akadasi, the last day of Rathyatra, just before Jagannath goes in the temple. If you include all the gold ornaments that they wear, then Jagannath must have more than 1 ton of gold on, because they wear so many, because he's their... Jagannath is your family member. During the Navakalyani festival, when Lord Jagannath changes his body, it's a long, complicated discussion. When they transfer the Daru Brahma, or the life force of Lord Jagannath from the old deity to the new deity, at that time they take the old deity and they put him in a place called Kali Vaikuntha. It's like a graveyard, transcendental graveyard inside the Jagannath Mandir. They bury him and they transfer that Nabi Brahma from the navel of Lord Jagannath, the old deity to the new deity. They do that, the person, Panda, has to be blindfolded and have his hands wrapped in cloth so he can't see or feel what that Nabi Brahma is. It's a very mysterious thing. It's a whole other topic of discussion, by the way. So they transfer that, and when that happens, they turn out all the lights throughout the whole city because no one should see what's happening. And all the Daityapatis who descended to Vishvavasu, the pig farmer, who originally is worshiping Lord Jagannath, as Tamal Krishna Maharaj has described very wonderfully in this drama about Lord Jagannath. They all shave their head that day because that's what you do. When a family member passes away, you shave your head. So they consider like that. So that dress is known as a Sunavesh, or the golden dress. Many years ago, in our fourth issue of our magazine, a printed magazine, we wrote something about the different dresses of Lord Jagannath. And I was invited shortly after to meet Maharaj Dibyasingadev, the king of Puri. He's a very nice Vaishnava, by the way, very, very humble, very, very sweet devotee. He likes ISKCON very much. He was a great, we appreciated Sri Srimad Gauravinda Maharaj very much, Arisa. So we went to see him, and I presented him this magazine. And he was looking through, and oh, he was very happy, seeing so many things. And so I took the occasion to ask him a question. I said, Maharaj, I wrote this article about all the different dresses of Lord Jagannath. And I found some history, some story, some pastime or something about why Jagannath wears all the different dresses. But there was one story I couldn't find. And that's about the Sunavesh. Although I found all the names of the crown, he has a special name for that crown, the hands have a special name, all the earrings and the nose ring and necklaces, they all have special names. And we know the day that he does it on. But we couldn't find anything of the origin of that dress. And I asked him, could you please tell me this? And he was quiet for a moment, he thought. And he said, well, I don't know. As soon as he said that, immediately I thought, this person's a sign. He's a genuine person. Because many people, they try to impress you and they don't want to say no. I used to have this problem. The first time we came to Dallas was when I was in Brahmacharya and we traveled all over America. We went like 3-4 times coast to coast in a van, distributing books and things. And we would always have troubles trying to find where we were going to some special event or something. And so we learned the art of asking directions. And the first art of asking directions is who you're going to speak to. And the best kind of people are guys who are like a mechanic, or something like that. They have some tools on the side. Those kind of guys are great. They know exactly how to tell you where to go. Ladies are usually not so good. Please let me say. And we found the very worst people in the world to ask directions from were Indian-bodied people. And that's for a very sweet reason. Because they don't want to tell you, I don't know. Rather than tell you, I don't know, they'll tell you, well, you go straight down the road here for a mile, and then there's a tree, and you go right, and you go half mile down, and they just make something up. And it happened to us a bunch of times, and we just learned, don't ask them directions. They're very, very sweet. But Gajapati Maharaj, he's a very, very simple person. He wasn't like that. And he just told us flat out, I don't know. He said, but you can go to the Rajguru and ask from him. So he gave us some directions how to find him. His name is Saman, the Pandit Sri Pramod Kumar Rajguru, very big title. And their family, for many, many generations, had been the Kula Gurus for the kings of Puri. And they also keep the histories of Jagannath Puri and the stories and whatever like that. So we asked him this question, and he gave us a very nice answer, which I'd like to share with you today. It's a very little-known story that many people don't know. And it's also very much indicative of the nature of Lord Jagannath. My revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Gauravinda Maharaj, he used to say that Jagannath is Aishvarja, Madhurja, Yugala Nilam, Sri Jagannath. He's a combination of both sweetness and opulence. Generally, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we're not into all this opulent stuff. We don't want forearms, like in Vaikuntha. We don't worship Lord Narayan. Srila Prabhupada didn't establish any forearm deities of Lord Narayan. Although he told us in the second canto of the Bhagavatam that as long as you don't have spontaneous love for Krishna, then the deity will accept your worship in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. But still, we don't dress them like Lakshmi Narayan. We don't put a Shankarachakra, Garapadma in the hands of Kalachanji. We put a flute in his hand. We're thinking of Krishna. This is our mood. And this was our Krishna conscious movement as followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna is our Ishtadeva. We want to worship Krishna. So there's always kind of a tension in Krishna Leela between these two forces, the forces of opulence and the forces of sweetness. And as we'll discuss something more tomorrow in our talk about Mudsur and Vrindavan, is a very special story, which I would wager that none of you have heard. A very wonderful story about who really is a mother of Krishna. Rupa Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Baladeva Devotion Arshita Prabhupada in his commentaries of 10th Canto, not in Krishna book, but in 10th Canto, they all say the same thing, that Krishna is actually the son of Yashoda. But there's a great tension here, because most people think that he's Devaki Nandan. He's Vasudev, he's the son of Vasudev, and that he was born in Mathura in the prison of Kamsa. That's another discussion, I won't go there right now. But there's always this tension between the devotees in Mathura and Dwarka and the devotees in Braj. And who does Krishna really belong to? If you speak to the devotees in Mathura, they'll say, Krishna is the stepson of Nandan Yashoda, but really he's the real son of Devaki in Vasudev. And he belongs to us. He's a member of the Yadu dynasty. They'll say it like that. And the devotees in Dwarka, they think in a similar way. But the devotees in Vrindavan, you can't tell that to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda will never accept that Krishna is any other child other than her child. So there's always this tension between sweetness and opulence. In Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's described that Aishvarya Priti Sampuchita, that the nature of Aishvarya, or opulence, is Priti Sampuchita. It makes love shrink. And we see an example of Arjuna, who is a bosom buddy of Krishna. They slept in the same bed together. They looked at girls together. We hear about that when he went to Vrindavan. And so many things. They had very intimate talks. They ate off the same plate sometimes. But when Krishna showed his Virat Rupa, his universal form to Arjuna, Arjuna became shocked. And he said, oh, dosha kami mohadam koroni jada. I committed so many offenses. Please forgive me. He started praying to Krishna, the God of gods. And his sweet, intimate relationship with Krishna went away. Just like someone may meet some nice guy in a bar. I hope none of you would be like that. But you might meet someone in a bar and just become really good friends with him. And he's just like a regular guy. And you may hang out with him sometimes and do things. And then one day you come to find out that he's actually Bill Gates, the person who started Microsoft Computers. And I heard Bill Gates used to disguise himself to go to bars and things so he could meet people on his own without all the opulence and things. So then what happens when you find out that here's this man, he's your bosom friend, but all of a sudden you find out he's one of the richest men in the world. All of a sudden your intimate affection may become affected by that. And oh, please excuse me, I'm sorry, I slapped you on the back the other day, you know, and I punched you, and called you a name, whatever, you know, I didn't realize who you were, like that. And for Bill Gates, probably he's a little disappointed in, because he would like to have some intimate exchange. Certainly Christians are like that. So this tension is seen, it's exemplified especially in Jagannath Puri. It's resolved there. For me to explain that would take a long time, and I would suggest you read a book called Mathura Meets Vrindavan, and it won't be resolved until you read chapter 17, Krishna Never Leaves Vrindavan. And an explanation that Guru Rinpoche Maharaj gave from Sri Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava. That's a very, very big subject for a long topic. And how these two things, these two forces of opulence and sweetness, are reconciled together in Jagannath Puri. But I'd like to tell you the story that we heard from Samanta Pandit Sri Pramod Kumar Rajguru. He told us that there was one king who was worshipping Lord Jagannath, and Chota Gangadev, thank you, Krishna. Chota Gangadev was a king. He lived about 900 years ago in Puri. He's accredited generally to having constructed most of the Jagannath Mandir. He's said to have been a direct disciple of Ramanujacharya, according to some people. And Chota Gangadev was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. So much so that he personally liked to dress Lord Jagannath. There's so much pleasure. I was a pujari for a long time. And looking at the beings here, is seeing the necklaces and things and the little touches that pujaris are doing, you feel some happiness. You see somebody really put some devotion behind it. There's a great pleasure in dressing the deities. So Maharaj Chota Gangadev, he felt that very strongly. He would personally go and dress Lord Jagannath quite often. Not on any regular basis, but he would just show up sometimes and go, hey, dress him today. And he's a king. And kings are really into opulent, powerful things. And so when he would dress Lord Jagannath, he would do it with solid gold crowns and gold ornaments and all kinds of really valuable, expensive things. And he would feel great satisfaction. And then he would leave the temple and go to his palace. So meanwhile, there's a devotee there in the temple. His name was Dineshwar Sharma. And Dineshwar Sharma, he was a Brahmin there. He was also addressing Lord Jagannath. But Dineshwar Sharma, he felt that Jagannath should be dressed in the mood of Vrindavan. Do you know that Jagannath in the Puri temple, he has so many different dresses. There's several of them where he has a flute. They dress him also in the mood of Vrindavan. He has a Radha Damodar Vesh that he wears every day. He had a Radharani with him and so many things. So this Dineshwar Sharma, when he saw the opulent dress that Maharaj Chaitanandadevi put on him, he didn't feel happy. So when the king left, he took it all off. And he would dress Jagannath with lots of flowers and tulsi and peacock feather and a mood of brush. And he felt very happy. And this was going on for a long time, and the king didn't know anything about it. And one day, he left his sword or something on the altar. Kings always have a sword with them, right? So he went back to the palace after dressing Jagannath. Oh, I forgot this thing. He went back, and he was very disturbed. Chanakya Pandit says, don't make kings angry. Or temple presidents. Very, very dangerous. So he started shouting, who did this? What an offensive thing. Someone took off the dress that I made for Lord Jagannath, such a beautiful opulent dress, and they dressed him like a village boy, like some gwala, like some cowherd boy. This is very, very offensive. Who did this? And all the pundits, they were shaking. Wasn't me. And finally, Dineshwar Sharma stepped forward and said, I did it. Why did you do this? And they started having a big argument. And they couldn't resolve their argument. So finally they went to see one rishi. His name was Mudugal Rishi. Because that's what you do. You have to have an arbitrator. You go to, what is it, ISKCON mediation or something, right, to solve your conflict. So they went to Mudugal Rishi. They were at an ashram a little ways outside of Puri. And Mudugal Rishi listened patiently to both their arguments. And Maharaj Chodagangadeva was saying that Krishna, Jagannath, he's Vaikunthanath, he's Vaikunthapati, he's Sripati, he's the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Lord of Lakshmi Sahasrasatasambramasayavyamanam. All the opulence in all the universes is not enough to dress Lord Jagannath. I put this one little gold crown on it, that's nothing. He should have the opulence of the entire universes. And meanwhile, Dineshwar Sharma said, no. Jagannath is Vrindavan Bihari. He's Yashoda Nandan. He gets pleasure being in Vrindavan. He's Radhakant. He's the Lord of Radharani. And he likes his simple, sweet pastimes in Vrindavan. So Mudugal Rishi listened to both arguments quietly. And finally he said, well, it's very difficult for me to say which one of you is right and which one is wrong. So I'll tell you what. You both stay here in our ashram for some time. And he gave them separate rooms so they don't fight. And he arranged some Mahaprasad, Jagannath Mahaprasad. And he said, you just stay for a few days and let me think about it and I'll give you an answer. So the first day they brought some Mahaprasad to Dineshwar Sharma. And he, according to the tradition of Jagannath Puri, he closed his eyes, he did achaman, and he started reciting some prayers. Om Svasino Govinda Svasino Chudantanto Svasino Vishnu Dhatu Svasino Narayana Ranovai Svasinaha Padmanabha Purushottamo Dhatu Svasi Svasi Samangalai Kesha Mahan Shri Krishna Satchidananda Gana Sarveshwari Shadu Dhatu. And after some prayers, with his eyes closed. And when he opened his eyes to take the prasad, it was gone. It was really strange. And he thought, what is this? And he thought, anyway, if Jagannath wants to feed me, he'll feed me. And if he doesn't want me to take anything, then I won't take anything. Fine. So he fasted the whole day. The next day, prasad came again. And again he closed his eyes, chanted his mantras, and he opened his eyes. Prasad was gone. This went on for 3 days. And for 3 days he was fasting. Finally, on the fourth day, he thought, this is really weird. What's going on? So when he chanted his mantras, he did it with his eyes kind of half closed. And he saw a really old man come into the room. The old man was so old that he had Parkinson's disease or something. His body was shaking. And the old man bent down and picked up the plate of Maha Prasad and started walking away with it. Dinesh Hrishama, this is really weird. He said, hey, old man, who are you? What are you doing? Well, the old man couldn't hear very well. He just saw the sudden Dinesh Hrishama started running after him. And the old man became frightened. And he started running with the plate of Maha Prasad in his arms. And as he was running, this old man suddenly stumbled, fell on the ground, and bashed his head on the stone floor, and he died. And Dinesh Hrishama was horrified. What is this? What have I done? I've committed such a great offense. This old man is a Brahmin. I'm responsible for killing a Brahmin. And not just a Brahmin, but he was wanting to come and take Jagannath Mahaprasad. I'm such an offender. What kind of prayaschitta, atonement, can I do to make up for my terrible offense? Yeah. There's only one thing I can do. First of all, with respect, I have to burn his body. And then I should jump into the fire and take my own life, give up my life. That's the only way I can atone for the terrible offense that I've done. And so he built a big fire and burned the body of the old man. He started to jump into the fire, and suddenly an amazing thing happened. The Lord, Jagannath, who's known as Yogeshwar, the Lord of sacrifice, he came out of the fire. And Lord Jagannath told him, hey, what are you doing? You're my devotee. Diddy, diddy, don't do like this. You're my devotee. Huh? Why are you? And Dinesh Hrishama said, well, this whole thing, you know, the king, he was dressing you in this way, and I was dressing in this way, and we had this argument with the old man, and told the whole story. And Lord Jagannath said, you don't worry. And Lord Jagannath put him down on his lap, on his left leg, and patted him on the back and said, I like your dress. He told it to Dinesh Hrishama. Meanwhile, while all these rather far-out things, these are pretty far-out things, aren't they? All these far-out things were going on. Maharaj Chodanandadev had been watching from behind a column, and he started crying. He came out from behind the column, and he fell down on the ground, and he began to pray to Lord Jagannath, and he said, I'm a great offender. I didn't understand Dinesh Hrishama was so dear to you, and that you liked his dress, and I criticized him. I've committed a very great offense. Please forgive me. So when he said like that, Lord Jagannath, he said, hey, don't worry. You're also my dear devotee. And he picked him up and he put Maharaj Chodanandadev on his right leg. And he patted him on the back and said, I also like your dress. So the Rajguru then explained to us that Lord Jagannath accepts both the dress of Maharaj Chodanandadev and the dress of Dinesh Hrishama. Maybe four or five times a year, he dresses in the opulent dress given by Chodanandadev, his son is Raja Rajadesh, or Sunadesh, Nirvas. Different opulent dresses like that. Nagarjunvesh, another dress like that. Some very opulent dresses, 3 or 4 times a year. But every day, he dresses in the dress given by Dinesh Hrishama, known as Bhadrashringara Vesh, or the dress of great opulence. I was looking for the Gita Gopa Nikanda, it's back at the house. Maybe later we'll do that. Okay. So, Jagannath, every night, we were just speaking about this, he wears this dress called the Bada. Bada means great, like Bodo in Bengali. Bada, Shringara means Shringara dress. Bada, Shringara Vesh, the dress. And at that time of the evening, it said that Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they come to see Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath accepts both dresses. And there's a kind of tension in Jagannath Puri. Therefore, our acharyas have described that the mood in Jagannath Puri is not like the mood in Vaikuntha. In the mood of Vaikuntha, that's Sudha Aishwarya Bhava, or pure opulence, not mixed with anything else. But the mood in Jagannath Puri is like what? It's like Kurukshetra. And in Kurukshetra is also a very long katha, long discussion. Krishna's there, but he's been captured by all these yadus And he's got all this gold and ornaments and everything on, and everybody's worshiping his god. He's a big man with some elephants and warriors and weapons and different things. And then you have the very simple bridge bosses there. And Krishna reciprocates with both of them in Kurukshetra. But those bridge bosses, they want to see Krishna in Vrindavan. And so they take those ropes, just like Mother Yashoda took ropes, and she bound up Krishna in the Damodar Leela. So also they have ropes. This is a rope that they use to tie Lord Jagannath to the cart. Puri, one of the Mahants in Puri, gave them this, and this little red thing, this is a part of Jagannath's body. Another one that Pujaris are giving. This thing here, by the way, you may see sometimes in Babaji's at Radhakun, they wear what's called Panchamala, or five necklaces, which are Gunja, Tulsi, Lotus, what's the other one? What's the necklace? Vajayanti. Vajayanti. And a little tiny string from this. And this is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says this rope is an incarnation of Ananta Sesha. And so use the word to tie the Jagannath and quite can pass it around. Someone's going to put it to their head. So that rope is not an ordinary rope. The gopis, you can't tie Krishna up with ordinary ropes. It's described in the Lita Madhav when Krishna was in Navabrindavan. And there was a gopi named Navabrindadeva. They were looking at some pictures of Krishna and Braj Leela on the wall. And there was a picture of Krishna dragging the wooden mortar, grinding mortar, between the two Arjun trees and breaking them down. And she had a very interesting question. She said, why is it that Manigriva and Nalakuvera, why didn't they untie the rope? That's the least they could do, right? I mean, you freed them from the form of trees, so why didn't they just come and untie the rope that bound you up to the wooden grinding mortar? Krishna gave such a good answer. He said, it's not an ordinary rope. He said, this is a rope of my mother's love. And he said, even I can't untie that rope. And in Krishna Leela, in Damodar Leela, it said that Nanda Maharaj was the one who came and untied that rope. No one else, not even Krishna himself, could untie that rope. So what is that Rathayatra? That Rathayatra, which cart represents the five different senses, the sense objects, and Jagannath Krishna's on that chariot. And the devotees, they take those ropes, which are actually the ropes of love, which bind up Krishna, and they're pulling him. We want to take you to the village of our heart, Vrindavan. We want to rescue you away from this mechanical, organized religion where they're worshiping in such an opulent way. We want to take you to the village of our heart. So this goes on in Kurukshetra, this kind of tension between sweetness and opulence, and it's resolved finally in Jagannath Puri Dham. Therefore, Lord Jagannath is known as Aishvarja, Madhurja, Yugala Milan Sri Jagannath. He's a combination of both opulence and sweetness. Okay? Can anybody digest that all right?
Yeah.
So I'll stop there. Maybe I know a little over time. Does anybody have any reflections you'd like to share? Maybe questions, but reflections first. I like reflections best. If there's something we said that stuck in your mind or heart, or maybe you reminded of something else. Puji?
The king that you mentioned that, let's say, that we should kill a lot of people, what was his name?
Aurangzeb.
Aurangzeb, yeah. You said he spoke Farsi. And I also, I've read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that these soldiers, Mohammedan soldiers that came, and Lord Chaitanya was having some ecstasy, and then they thought that the devotees had robbed him, or at least they accused him because they wanted to kill him. And then Lord Chaitanya came back and preached to the man, and he was they were described as being Pashtuns. Mm-hmm. So all those all sounds like what we call today the Taliban, actually, but that would be the same people, the ones who blew up the devis of Buddha, apparently are descendants of
this. Yeah, or at least connected something with them.
Yeah, they're the same people. Mm-hmm. These Pashtuns from Afghanistan.
Actually, the Iranians are very high-class people. they're traditionally Vedic people. And if you meet traditional Iranians, many of them are Jewish. They had to leave during the revolution. But we have a lot of friends from Iran. We do classes and everything. They're very, very cultured person. Originally, they were Zoroastrians, a kind of a Vedic religion worshiping the sun god. And they said, very, very cultured, gentle people. They weren't traditionally as crazy Muslims as they are today. So it's an interesting history. I'm not very expert in all that. And just a little, we found some things out about Aurangzeb, which I was very interested in.
Well, it just seemed like it tied together. Speak Farsi, Pashtuns.
It's connected with him.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And in Mecca, some people say even that the, what do you call that stone? They all go and they kiss and they won't allow any outside people to see it. But they see that stone's a shivalinga. It's made of an ammonite, which is the same thing, which is from Shalini Shiva, it's the same kind of stone. And there's a whole history behind it. Some people say that was originally shivalinga, which was somehow captured by the Muslims and it became the sacred stone. Yes, anybody?
Yeah, I wanted to share, like, I really liked how you tied the rope, you know, from the Damodar Leela to Jagannath Puri, and how we are, you know, the significance of us pulling the Rath cart. Like, that was really, really far out. Thank you.
We should think deeply about it. Yeah. Ordinary ropes can't take Krishna to Vrindavan.
I was very struck by Jagannath Charitamrita Leela. Especially by the fact that he's worshipped as Bhagavishna in the morning, Gopinath at midday, and then Dvarkadish Krishna after that. And then, I guess...
For those of you who may know something about Lalita Madhav, think about that. And then you've never been down in Dvarka, passed on Krishna.
And I just feel that this Charitamrita Leela actually summarizes your whole class about sweetness.
It's a whole letter.
Summarizes your whole katana, its opulence and sweetness combined.
Yeah. Good, thank you. You understand.
For me also, yeah, what Mataji mentioned, that was the most striking point of your talk. Like, I never heard about this. Like, there are different ways you meditate on Lord Jagannath at four different times of the day. That was the most striking. And then the other thing which I like how Lord Jagannath manifests to different devotees in different forms, you know. Like you said, he is really the Lord of the universe. And he attracts everybody and whatever form they want to see in Lord Jagannath.
Just like in our own life, my mother might call me Boo Boo, and my friend might call me Bondu, and a teacher might call me Idiot. And you know, I have so many different nicknames and so many different relationships, and I'm just a very tiny jiva soul. And so the one to speak is Lord Jagannath. But amongst all those different names that I have, what is my personal conception? And what is the personal conception of Lord Jagannath? We found, during research about Lord Jagannath, that there are two mula mantras. So the mula mantra, mula means root. The mula mantra means the basic mula mantra, which is the identity of that deity. What is the mula mantra that they use for Lord Jagannath? They have two different mula mantras they use. I'll speak these out loud, usually they're not spoken out loud. One is Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. And the second is Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. Those are the two mantras, and they're both also are some of the mantras that we recite. They're Gaudiya mantras, and they're mantras which refer to Jagannath as Krishna, the lover of the gopis. That's his conception. Of course, that's a conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very big subject. It's a very interesting subject, too, because it's not exactly we would say this is what's right and this is what's wrong. You can't tell someone that your name's not Boo Boo. We have a friend who used to work for us in Bhubaneswar, doing some typing. He's an Indian devotee. And I asked, what is his name? His name is Bideshi. Okay, he's an Indian person. And finally, one day I asked, how did you get this name Bideshi? For those of you who don't know Hindi, Bideshi means foreigner. And so that was his name, Bideshi. What is this, Bideshi? He said, well, it's like this. He said, this is my Daknam. Daknam in Uriya, West Bengal, is like your village name or some affectionate nickname that they give to you. He said, what happened is that in my village, when my mother who was giving birth to me, they took her to the hospital outside of the village. And I was the first baby in that village who was born outside the village in the hospital. So they called me Bideshi after that. So that's like a nickname. So everyone has some different nicknames. And it's not that it's wrong to call him Bideshi. And his real name may be, I don't know, Kumar or whatever. And he has some other name. It's not that it's wrong. Both are right. And so similarly, in this conception of bhakti, it's not that, that one is right and one is wrong. But we would like to know, what is the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is the conception of our Goswamis? Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu place so much stress on Lord Jagannath to the point where Lochandas Thakur says 3 times a day he was going to have darshan of Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jagannath is definitely the Ishadeva of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And why is that? It's a very deep thing. Krishna, can you answer?
I was just wondering about this point that I was struck by the fact that Jagannath accepted both the dresses of Chudanandadeva and the Ganeshwar Sharma, and he set both of those devotees on his lap. But I mean, there is a difference, and there is a difference in his own preference. He likes being dressed as Vrindavan Krishna. It seems just from the simple fact that he...
But Krishna is a greedy person. Krishna is always eager to relish the love of the devotees. And there's so many different Krishna reciprocates with them accordingly. And there's so many different devotees. It's not that one conception is right and another is wrong. This is our Gaudiya conception. We don't go to the Christians and say, you're wrong. Your conception is wrong. And the Muslims, you're wrong. But we say, you have some conception. We meet a Mayavadi, you have some conception. But we say that Brahmiti Paramatmiti Bhagavanati Subditi, that the Lord manifests in different forms. And we, as Brahman, as Paramatma, as Bhagavan, and Bhagavan is the highest, but even when we speak of his Bhagavan form, there's different expansions, there's different expansions of expansions, and then those have different moods and different things when we speak about opulence and sweetness.
But it just reminded me of that verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he's only actually pleased by spontaneous action. Right. That he accepts how
he accepts.
Try to see him.
But every night.
One
of Jagannath's names is Gita Govinda Thakur. There's a plaque on the wall in the Jagannath Mandir that was put there, a copper plaque, by Maharaj Pratapurudra, great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he declared there that Lord Jagannath is Gita Govinda Thakur. He is the Lord of Gita Govinda. He likes Gita Govinda very much. And the Gita Govinda, if you're not familiar with it, it's one of the most famous literatures, artistic literatures in the world. It's very, also very, very intimate. It speaks about the very confidential, erotic pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. We generally don't encourage devotees to read that. But the Gita Govinda was the basis back of the Jagannath Mandir. Traditionally, before they stopped the Devadasis, they were doing Gita Govinda dance every night. They were reciting Gita Govinda for Jagannath. And there was something I was going to bring with me today, I forgot. It's called the Gita Govinda Kandua. It's some Mahaprasad I got from Lord Jagannath, which is given me by one of the pujaris for it. One of the pujaris addresses Lord Jagannath. And it's a silk cloth that is part of the Bhada Shringara Vesh when Lord Jagannath dresses up for the gopis. And it's called the Gita Govinda Kandua. It has verses written from the Gita Govinda on this dress. And Lord Jagannath likes Gita Govinda so much, they wrap it in. And not only that, there's a lady named Malini Putnam. We went and interviewed her. She has a special service in Puri, coming to a long family line. And she takes tulsi leaves every day. She grinds some sandalwood paste. And she writes words from the Gita Govinda on the tulsi leaves. And at night, when Jagannath wears the Bhada Shringara Vesh, they paste those tulsi leaves to his heart. And where they hang it from his body in different places, he really likes the Gita. So, in answer to Krishna Kun's comment, in response to that, a few times a year, he dresses in this very opulent way, and people get very excited about it. Actually, it's not uncommon in Puri. For the Ratha Yatra, sometimes they get 1 million people. But on the return Ratha Yatra, on the day of Bahudha Kadasi, when Jagannath wears this butt of this sunavesh, sometimes they have 1.5 million or 2 million people. The crowds increase because they're so excited to see him in this very opulent way. That's the mood of the common people. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we don't like to think of him like that. We like to think of him every night in his dress at Bhagashankara Vesh. Okay? So thank you all very much. You have something else?
Oh, I just had a quick... I was just wondering about the old man. Like the old man, was he just going to take the Jagannath Prasad just because he wanted the Maha Prasad?
I don't know. The Rajguru didn't explain to me. I always kind of suspected that maybe the old man was actually Lord Jagannath.
Who?
That he was actually Lord Jagannath.
Oh.
The manifest, and that's why he came out of the fire in that form. He didn't say it. I didn't ask him at the time. It's interesting. It's a natural thing to wonder. Okay. Thank you all so much. Again, you're all so fortunate. Yes, the Dallas Temple is just a very famous tirtha all over the world. Everybody talks about the community here and Radha Kamachanji, the very arguably the most beautiful deities in the world. Big texts. Krishna is just a common. This is the last place I saw Tamal Krishna give class. I had his darshan in Mayapur, but the last time I saw him class is here in this temple. Chila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Grace Krishna Madhavananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Grace Krishna Kund Mataji ki
jai.
Jai.